I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, performance artist Mallory Nizam, founder of STL Improv Anywhere, and Derek Laney will join us to explain their project in response to the Michael Brown shooting. The project reflects their view of the situation in Ferguson. Well, people everywhere have responded to this incident, including Mary Engelbreit. For years, her popular illustrations have been featured in children's books, three on the New York Times bestsellers list, and on thousands of products, including T-shirts, calendars, ceramic figures, and other items. Mary Engelbreit, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you so much.
You know, you've been delighting fans with your work for, has it been 30 years or more?
Yes.
Something like that?
Uh-huh.
And one thing that I have never associated with you, with your brand, is controversy.
No, it's a pretty cute business I'm in.
So has this been an eye-opener for you?
Yes, although I knew when I posted that, you know, I would catch some flack, but no, I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah, when you say posted, and we'll get to this in just a second, you mm-hmm. did a drawing that you posted on your Facebook page.
Right.
Facebook took it down for reasons you can explain to me a little later, and we'll hear the whole story. But just share, if you would, briefly, do you remember where you were when you first heard about the Michael Brown shooting and what you thought at the time?
Yes, I was at home, and I was watching the news, and I was just appalled and heartbroken. And the thing that drove me to draw that was seeing his mother and her face. It was devastating, and she was trying to get to him while he was lying in the street, and of course they couldn't let her near him. And I started crying, and I started drawing.
Did you know how you, I mean, when news of any story breaks, you know, the story develops, we don't know all, I guess we don't know all the facts yet, even.
No.
For, as far as that goes. But in the beginning, particularly, you didn't. So did you really know how you felt? Was it confusing?
It wasn't confusing to me. I lost my son 14 years ago. And really, it was the sight of that mother's face that made me want to draw something.
Let's talk about that. You evidently, in addition to all your artwork that we are all familiar with, you do a lot of artwork we never see.
That's right. I mean, I'm drawing and making things all the time, and most of it gets published, but a lot of it's just for my benefit.
And I understand you sort of use it as therapy. If there's an issue, I guess, that's on your mind, you're bothered by it, you just do it for yourself. Is that just the process, how you work things out, you know, mentally, come to peace with an issue or whatever?
Right. It almost feels like when I draw, if I'm bothered by something or annoyed by something, or, you know, if I draw something, sometimes it's funny, sometimes whatever, it definitely helps me to then put that aside.
But most of these personal drawings, no one ever sees, do they?
No. Mm-mm.
All right. Let's talk about the image that you drew in response to the Michael Brown shooting. Would you describe it?
Yes, it's a picture of a African-American mother holding her little boy on her lap. He's about, I don't know, three. And there's a newspaper in front of them on the table with the headline that says, "Hands up, don't shoot." And she's has a tear.
And he's holding his little hands up.
Right, right.
You know, because when you first look at your work, everything, you know, I always smile. It's always cute, and there's something warm. Mm-hmm. And that's what this looks like at first.
Yes.
Until you really kind of realize what it's about.
Right. It says on there, no one should have to teach their children this in the United States of America.
Right. To hold up your hands and say, don't shoot.
Right.
So you posted that on your Facebook. How long was it up before they took it down?
Oh, it was up for, actually, they took down the second post. So it was up for a couple of days.
Did you immediately start to get reaction on your Facebook page?
Yes.
Did it come from everywhere? And just give me an insight into what that was about.
Oh, it came from everywhere. It came from all over the country. A lot of support at first because it was my regular old fans looking at the page. And but then the negative comments started coming, which, you know, I expected, but the degree of negativity was shocking.
Had you ever posted anything before that got a negative reaction? Anything come to mind?
Yeah, one time I made the mistake of saying I enjoyed the President's State of the Union address, which, you know, I post on Facebook every day. I'm always looking for something to put up there. And that, you know, got also a lot of flack. But that was minor.
Does that worry you in any way as an artist? Because I'm not trying to speak for you, but it seems to me that, you know, you're not political in your professional life.
No.
You know, you're doing a product you hope everybody enjoys, and I would think maybe you don't want to get...
You'd think that, wouldn't you?
You would think that.
Yeah. And, yeah, that was probably wasn't the smoothest business move I ever made, but I just felt so strongly for his family, and especially his mother, and I was so upset. I by the whole event, you know, the way it was handled by the Ferguson police and the ridiculous show of military equipment and just the whole thing was so upsetting that I was finding it hard to move on, you know, and turn around and draw my cute little cards.
Right. So tell me about being notified. Tell me how this works. I don't know. Being notified by Facebook that your post is going to be taken down, do they formally notify you? And what was that like?
They didn't. They just took it off. And you know, it's not really like a person at Facebook deciding they're going to take that down. It's a lot of people writing into Facebook saying they find this post offensive. If they get so many of those, a certain number of those, they just take it down without looking at it.
I'm guessing you were surprised?
We were very surprised. Well, and the stupid thing about it was that I had already posted something with the drawing on it, with all the different comments, and then I posted another one, again showing the drawing and explaining why I did it, and that's the one they took down. So the other one was still up. It was kind of a pointless thing.
We're talking with artist Mary Engelbreit. So what did you do when it was taken down? Did you complain? How did it get back up?
Yes, we complained to Facebook, but we also reposted it immediately. We have since heard from Facebook, and they've apologized and said they were going to put it back up and make sure that it wasn't removed again.
Hmm. I was reading some of the responses on your Facebook page, and it was interesting. Someone made the point, which I thought was well made, that Facebook has a video of the journalist who was just recently beheaded. They left that on.
Oh, they've left.
But your drawing was too offensive to
exactly.
be on.
Exactly. They've left hideous things on Facebook, as we all know, but this apparently, I don't know, I guess I got enough people writing in saying this is offensive to me.
And you did it, you're trying to help the Michael Brown Memorial Fund. What's that about?
Yes, we are donating the proceeds from this print to the Michael Brown Jr. Memorial Fund. It's through Straub's Grocery, where the mother works. I just wanted to help them with their legal fees and the funeral costs and, you know, whatever issues are going to come up. I thought that would be a good place to donate the money.
Have you ever had any contact or talked with anyone, the mother or anyone in the family or representing the family?
I have heard from the mother's sister who was concerned about how we were doing the fund, and when I told her it was through Straub's, she said, oh, thank goodness, that's the right way to go. Because apparently a lot of people have written to them saying we want to start a fund, and they're asking for money, and they're leaving with the money.
Do you know how many responses you've had so far to the Facebook post? How many people posted?
Oh, no.
Hundreds? Thousands?
Hundreds of thousands, yeah.
Right.
I mean,
do you try to read it, all of that?
You know, I was reading it at the beginning, and then the second post I said, now, look, if you're going to start calling people names, I'm going to delete the comments, which I tried to do, but honestly, I couldn't keep up with it. And some of them were so ugly, and I eventually just started scanning them because, you know, that can – poison your brain after a while, right, reading all that.
What did you remember? Can you share with us that process when you were thinking about the incident in Ferguson and you were coming up with an idea for your drawing? What got you there? Do you remember what exactly inspired you? Or?
Well, it was definitely his mother. And I didn't want to address
this, seeing her on TV that first night.
Seeing her on TV, and just her face was so, she was absolutely devastated. And I know what that feels like. So I wanted to draw something that shows, I didn't want to illustrate the event itself. You know, as you say, I don't know what happened. Nobody knows what happens. They're releasing so little information. And so I don't have any facts, and neither does anyone else. I didn't want to illustrate anything like that. I just was focusing on the mother and the sadness that so many Black families have to deal with this. I know they have to deal with this.
Well, talking about that issue that you just bring up, mm-hmm, was that something that's been on your radar for a while? I mean, did this incident sort of open your mind to that, or has this been in the back of your mind? Or?
No, I've experienced it. My sons, when they were little, had Black friends, and they were stopped continually, you know, for driving in a car with some Black kids, and only the Black kids were pulled out of the car and frisked. And at one point, we had a good friend of ours, Vincent Fluellen, who's a Black man, living in our carriage house, and he was stopped every week until finally my husband went to the police station and said, look, he lives here. You're going to have to come to grips with that. Stop stopping him.
Are people still commenting a lot on your Facebook page?
I have switched back to my regular cute programming. And the first thing I showed did get some negative comments about Ferguson. And, of course, it was just a greeting card I was showing. So, and now it's petering off.
Well, what would you like people to do right now as far as the memorial fund and the illustration that you did? Is there a place they should they go to your Facebook page or what?
They can go to maryenglebright.com shop. The poster will be for sale, you know, as long as we decide to leave it up, which will, you know, as far as I'm concerned, will always be there. And buy a print, and the money will go into that fund.
So how's it gone so far?
We've raised about $15,000 and sold about 300 prints. So very well, I think.
And are they coming in from everywhere?
Everywhere, all over
the country.
And what
does everywhere mean?
Yeah. All over the country. We've sold some outside of the country. So, you know, everybody's... And really, for the most part, people have been very supportive.
You know, I like to think that anything in life, no matter how bad it is it like a teaching moment maybe or a learning moment?
Oh, sure.
Right? So,
yeah, definitely.
What do you hope people are thinking about now?
I wish people would think more about the individuals in the situation. And what I really hope is that people would stop denying that this racial profiling goes on and has been going on forever. And if we don't take some kind of stand and make some kind of effort, it'll just keep going on. And it's got to stop.
Well, you know, you could have sat quietly in your studio and kept on doing cute postcard. Greeting cards or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Any regrets about speaking out?
Oh no, none. No, I'm glad it had the effect it did. And as I say, most we've lost a few followers, but we've gained many, many more. And really, everybody's been pretty positive about it.
Mary Englebright is an artist and founder and CEO of Mary Englebright Studios. And if you'd like more information about the piece of artwork that she did working through the Michael Brown shooting, go to our website, stlpublicradio.org, the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to Mary's website. And we thank you so much. I love your work. I've admired it for a long
time.
It's nice to finally meet you face to face.
Thank you very much.
So thanks for sharing your story.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Stay with us. We'll have more Cityscape. And coming up next, how performance artists are using chalk to provoke thoughts about the shooting death of Michael Brown. This is St. Louis Public Radio.